Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show. With Abby, it's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
Billie Eilish wants you to know she is not like other girls because of the way that she puts on her concerts. So Billie Eilish has a very distinct tomboyish style. She likes to wear the big baggy t-shirts and the big baggy jeans. That is her like alternative style. But when she says when it comes to her concerts, that having a specific style that's more like male artists is very intentional. So in a recent interview, she said, it's hard to be a woman in music in a lot of ways. As an artist, you're expected to have a certain stage presence. Wear a leotard, have a bunch of makeup, get your hair done, wear high heels, and have background singers and backup dancers. Men get to just be running around on stage shirtless with the tracks playing behind them and the whole crowd goes bleeping wild. I saw myself in all these rappers and all these male artists that were just on their own up there. And so she was like, I used to be so upset about this, but she's like, you know what? I've worked for 8 years. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop complaining about being compared to like the Beyoncés and Taylor Swifts and Dua Lipas and Sabrina Carpenters of the world. And I'm just going to perform like Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I don't want to sound all philosophical and stuff, but I mean, the truth of the matter is, I've said this so many times, you always end up returning back to your authentic self. So she is not the kind of performer that's going to be jumping all over the stage. And when she started her career, there were probably people around her, you know, making her pretend to be something she wasn't. Now she has this success. She doesn't have to do that anymore. And her authentic self is standing on a stage and singing, looking the way she does. And that's what people love her for.
And I think that's what people expect from her. So it's weird to me to think that, like, in her mind, she feels like she needs to put on a Beyoncé-type outfit that's decked out in sequins and rhinestones and glitter and have the waist snatched in. Like, nobody's expecting Billie Eilish to do that. So it's interesting to me to hear from her perspective, like, what the pressure is for her in terms of performing.
I feel like as an artist, you should always do you. Like, you should never try to emulate another artist because that's what makes you you. So if that's her swag, then yeah, she should stay in that lane.
Yeah, there is no other Billie Eilish. She can't be copied. So why would you even begin to even think about taking that away from her?
Exactly. And good on her. I want to perform in a t-shirt if I was a pop star.
Well, you kind of do every day.
Yeah.
Here we are in hoodies and I'm in sweats today.
Me. All right. Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan. They were one of the biggest couples of the last year. I feel like we were in a pop princess renaissance. Speaking of pop stars, we got Taylor and Travis and they're canoodling after the big Eras tour after the concert is done, and she's got her song playing that's about him, and they run into each other's arms, and then we have Sabrina Carpenter and Barry doing the same thing. They're both the cutest little couple because they're both so small and precious, but apparently they are taking a break, and this all comes after some very mysterious blind items came out on the gossip site Dumois, which if you've never heard of Dumois, it's kind of like Gossip Girl, but specifically for celebrities. So people will send in messages being like, oh, I heard this about this celebrity, but they never name names, but they'll kind of give you little hints to help you along in terms of putting the pieces together. So there was a blind item that came out that is allegedly about Sabrina Carpenter and her boyfriend, Barry Keoghan. So the submission says, it appears that this A-list singer who's having her breakout year and her foreign actor boyfriend are done for good. On the closing night of her biggest tour to date in LA, he was busy getting very cozy with a blonde, semi-famous LA-based influencer who's particularly big on TikTok. I snooped around out of curiosity, and apparently he and his pop star girlfriend called it quits very suddenly, less than a week before her final shows in LA, after she found out he had been chatting with said influencer behind her back for months in a not innocent at all way. She had even gone to find him while he was filming in the UK, eager to keep him company while his girlfriend was touring in the US. He had messed up before and the pop star had forgiven him, but nothing as serious as infidelity is where she draws the line. The pop star wants to keep the situation under wraps, at least until January, because her next single is a steamy song inspired by their relationship, and she's already filmed a music video with very obvious references to him. But the influencer is running her mouth a lot, and he isn't doing much to stop her, so I'll be surprised if they manage to do that.
Yeah, I always got one eyebrow up when people say that they are taking a break right around the holidays, right? Because it feels like a break to me in March feels very different than a break in December. Like, I think it's Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake that have said they're taking a break right now.
Mm-hmm.
During the holidays, to me, that's just a pay slap for we're getting divorced.
100%. If you're taking a break around the holidays when you should want to be with your family and friends, it's definitely a little suspicious. So yeah, people are coming down on the influencer a lot because she's actually like reposting a lot of these gossip sites on TikTok where they're revealing her to be the mistress. So there's a lot of drama happening in pop star land. All right, Cam Newton's got people upset after a polarizing statement he made about his relationship. I'm going to spill the details on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.